I talk to Sunny Gavin. I just have to, you know, sometimes situations is coming in, you know, like this right to work game.
Yes.
So you of course want to work. Why will you not want to work? So you want to work. But what my heart is dying for is a community development.
Yes.
I want to do this. I want to train. My trainings is dying. I have a whole manual that I have drafted with the support of UN.
Mm.
That I can use with trainings.
There must be people who want your skills.
They said so, but the point is Home Office have a strict law about giving right to work. You have to only do certain jobs.
Oh, really?
Shortage occupationalist.
So
shortage occupationalist is nurses, doctors, carers.
But you're not...
Musicians, that... I don't want to do nursing. That's it. That's it. Now.
So you're not allowed to go and potentially work as a radio journalist?
Anything I want.
You're not allowed to do anything
now. It must fall under it. But I talked to my solicitor and she said that she, and I talked to a career advisor also. Mm. She said she can look into the shortage occupational list. What is there that fits my CV? Because my CV is according to them good.
Mm.
So let them work on it. But my solicitor said that she can also see where and what kind of jobs can I do, because of course there is other thing except being care. I just do care because what is, I don't want to do nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And nursing is, again, I need to upgrade because according to UK standards, our qualifications is lower. So I need to upgrade. But if I go back today to Africa, I will work in any hospital and I will start doing my nursing because I'm a paid up member at the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go to school. Imagine now. I know I'm too old for that. I'm not saying I don't want to go to school, but I, you know, there's a time for school and a time for doing something else. And now is my time to do something else.
And you know what your skills are. And, you know, I can tell. I can
and
hear them.
I know I can talk to people. I can make a difference by talking to them. There you heard the story of Rwanda and I don't know what.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I cynically was thinking it's a ridiculous policy that they're throwing out there to distract from all the things that are coming out about them having parties.
And I just think that it's not that I'm saying that they must allow it. But I am seeing the huge amount of money that they are pumping into the immigration system. And the, you know, your country is much vast and much developed than our countries. And I think they just need to give these people a chance. There is so much work that you can see as you go around.
Yeah.
And they can do that. And I'm not saying that is the ticket for the people to do, but eventually somewhere the taxpayers must get their money back.
I don't know the solution. I just don't know.
Yeah. No.
You know, we're across the world, there are always going to be some countries that people would like to go and live in. And I just don't know how you sort it out.
There was a meeting the other day. We were having the organization that I'm working with. Had a meeting the other day and they want to talk about this border bill and stories, and they want to call other countries like Australia and other countries with asylum stories and systems, how they are dealing with it, and the legal advices, how they can deal with it and so on. And I say, anyway, do what you have to do. You guys are trying your level best. And anyway, what can you do? If a law is a law, it's a law. You cannot steal and that's a law. I don't know. It makes no sense, but God knows.
Yeah. But the same here, people who live here make connections with people who are here, say, temporarily. And then the thought of them being moved away when you feel that they...
I will never forget that day when there was a incident in Kenmare Street. I haven't seen people, you know, I believe in a force higher than anybody. There is a force above us who is so powerful and who is managing our day-to-day, which is our lives. The day I was born and the day I will die is already written. And that's it. I don't bother about things that doesn't make me good or so. I believe in that force. So I am very grateful the day that they said I must come to Glasgow. Because I claimed my claim in asylum in England. They could have kept me there. But they brought me here. So I believe God has his ways of doing things. So what I mean with connection is the people I came to connect with here is friends that I have made and friends that values me. And you can see they wonder where is he. You will see they will text me, are you all right? That question, are you okay? And that question means millions. Are you fine? Don't work too hard. Come for a wee cup of coffee with me. You know, that love that these people are having and caring and things, it hurts. It hurts, not in a painful way. It hurts that someone really cares so much for a stranger. It hurts. And it's such a lovely, different kind of pain. It's a pain that you want to keep all the time. It's not necessarily a pain. It's a thing that you want to have all the time. Someone bothered. Are you all right? Are you okay? Something like that. They have the Earth Day tomorrow. And everyone was checking up on me. We have the Earth Day tomorrow. You need to come to Science Center. Because we worked last year together for the COP26. And I made a mobile garden, which is made of pellets and waste material.
I've seen the video online. I looked at it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I want to make one.
No, I want to make one again. But this one, I want to make it on my own. Heather said it was your idea. I was just a narrator. But the point is we did it. And everyone was so amazed by it.
Yeah.
And we put it online. And the university helped us and make a video of our own videos and recordings that we made. And
yeah.
It's something out there. Someone see us. And I said, I don't want to be that much in the video. Because I don't know who will see it, but I was somewhere there. And she said, no, I will do it anyway. Because you are the person of the video. So I don't know how to say it. But I was in another care home some time ago. And there was a lady in the year I am from Namibia. Yeah. She asked, you are the neighbor of Nelson Mandela. And we start talking. I adore that man. I don't know what I will trade if I can have him back. I think if Mandela was maybe alive, many of these things that is going on there could have been talked through and discussed and solved. But we were such a blast, me and that lady. And it was like, I miss her. I just couldn't get out of her room. And I stick around there doing a lot of stuff that is really not needed, like making up the bed. No, the housekeeping is doing that. I say, I know, but I stick around. And I made for her, you want a cup of tea, a wee cup of tea? It's not, but I just want to be there because we had something. We had something. Yeah. And there was another resident that even if I was off and if I come back and we have to offer tea, then I will take his coffee himself. And, you know, I was in pieces. I was literally in pieces. When I took my coffee and I went down the corridor, they asked me, where are you going? I said, I'm going to give, you know, coffee. They said, he passed away. Oh, my God. It was a horrible moment for me. I wish I could have just, I don't know, someone could have just told me that this is the update, who died. And it was horrible for me. That night wasn't a good night for me. Because someone that, he was such a grumpy old man. He's not someone that you will want to spend time with, but I still want to be with him. And I always make him, you like to be grumpy, but you are not a grumpy person. Stop behaving. You know, I will cut down that grumpiness of him and with me. I say, you are not even grumpy. Stop it. I don't even believe it. Just stop it. And then he will really stop it. He will stop it.
But what you're saying about connections is that I also think it's something that just multiplies. You know, when you make more connections and you feel that whole thing of a problem shared is a problem halved, it makes you want to make more. It just keeps on carrying on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and when people...
A problem shared is a problem halved.
And when people have helped you and listened to you and supported you, you feel how important it is to go and do that back out there. It's so interesting.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would love to, you know, In life, we want to return a favor. Yeah. We want to return a favor. I want to return a favor. You want to return a favor. Someone knew he did something for you. You return a favor. But how do you return kindness? With what?
Well, there's that phrase, isn't there, that you pay it forward. So, for instance, I always think this about children. So when my children were little, friends of mine who didn't have little children, you know, they were really supportive. And then maybe when they had kids and mine were older, I was more able to support them. So you kind of, you know, at different times in your life when you've got more free time and more capacity, you can help more people. But
and, you know, I have volunteered all over Glasgow. I know. I'm not doing it for the money. I know when I give my share, I volunteered with these care homes, not care homes, with your charity, packing of clothes and packing of food and toiletries and making cleaning of parks. And I can't, you know, some places is, and here, it's like a normal thing. It's a lifestyle. And many of us, like my situation is pressing me now. My situation is pressing me so hard that either I have to go home and face the music of being abused, of being killed, of being injured because of I'm running from, or I shy away and stay behind here and hope to God that my problem will go away. Because now I have that feeling that I am abandoning my children. And I'm telling them every day what I'm feeling. And they said, Mom, but you are still all right. What's the use of you being here and maybe get injured? You know, why? I know the law, policeman will maybe pick him up after he beat you to yell and beg. But then you got hurt already. Who said you will be lucky this time? So I have my thoughts that I am dealing with every day. I have that thoughts that makes me wonder, why can I just go and get this thing? Maybe it's not so. Okay, I have my effects, the results. Even today at the physio, I told that lady the way that guy was, that he handcuffed me before he put me in the car. And he put himself in the car and drove off with his seatbelt on. And when, you know, I was looking at that car, he was racing. You know, imagine you are racing face to face to another car who is in his normal side of the road because you want to show me a lesson. Imagine your thoughts here behind your back. You are cuffed, your door is locked, you don't have any means, you don't know what to do. So I have my scars, but I don't want that scars back. It's healed now. It's just scars. Yeah, and I know the pain I went through with that. And Jesus, Alison, I don't know where I am strong enough to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but...
Can your children come and visit you at all?
Yeah, maybe after my claim is processed. But when is that?
Do you not have a time scale or?
No, I haven't even done my interview and I'm here for, I came 2019 December, but but I haven't even done my interview. So it's a matter of I will wait, and I guess, you know, home office is home office, and he's becoming more serious with whatever he's serious with.
Mm.